Now, we're thankful, and I think we will get that the other two, the scab and the bride, will speak of the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye. But I want you all to remember what the brother have mentioned and coming back to the central, because I like to present another application, since we have established the fact very nicely from the scripture that leprosy really speaks of sin. I want you to think of Leviticus this way. The most approach of offerings is the first few chapters of Leviticus, the beginning of. So the believer in a spiritual way, we are exhorted to offer unto God, right? And the most chapter, now listen to this. The most offering that I have to offer, please God, Leviticus, the early part of Leviticus. The last chapter of Leviticus is the most chapter in the Bible that speaks about holiness. The word holy and the word sanctified is repeated in that chapter more than any other place in the whole Bible. So you have to read it at your own leisure. We're not going to read it here. But you read how many times word holy and sanctified mentioned, you'll be amazed. In between, you're going to have the struggle of sin. Trust me. Because now sin, God is warning me in between for this fact. Sin, as we have heard, of the self-will, will never alter my eternal destiny if I know Christ. So let's settle this one, okay? So because of sin, if I am saved and redeemed by the Lamb, as you have presented to us, that sin can never alter my eternal safety and security. It will not. But you know why it comes in between Leviticus? Because Satan will use the word to do what? To bring something that is unfruitful, sinful, so that my relationship to honor God in offering is not there anymore. And the way of living to be holy is not there anymore. That is why it comes into a central point. Because God wants to warn me. Unjudged sin is going to take away from what belongs to God, offering unto Him. But also it's going to affect the way, what? I am going to live as Christ. Be ye holy as I am holy. So, young ones, it's not something to play with. You play with fire, you will be burned. You play with sin, it's going to hinder that wonderful communion with the blessed God, but also it's going to affect the way you're going to walk and live here in this scene.
Uncle John, maybe just link what Uncle Amo brought, what you brought in these verses. Uncle Amo, you mentioned in Genesis 3, these same three things were manifested. It was good for food, which is in Leviticus 13, the scab, and then in 1 John 2, the lust of the flesh. Yep. We all already talked about the pride of life, is the desire to make one wise, and that is the swelling. And a bright spot is it was pleasant to the eyes in Genesis 3, 6, and then the lust of the eyes. And I just want to make a quick comment on the good for food, and then try to link it to what you had said. And the lust of the flesh, which is good for food, is a good thing, right? I mean, food is good. We need to eat. It's spoken of. And so maybe it's the legitimate things. And for those of us that work, you need to make money. And so you need to excel. And I was told by somebody I, at the time, considered a mentor, that he said, you have to do for you because nobody's going to help you. You need to do this. You need to push everyone out of the way. He didn't say that literally, but this is the effect of it. Push everyone out of the way, because if you don't, you will never accept. And you will be stuck where you are, because nobody's going to do anything for you. You need to do it for yourself. The I will that Brother Dave mentioned. And then, for those of us that are younger, there's a new legitimate way of dating. There's new rules for what's acceptable when you're a teenager in high school. It's no longer, you're the weird one if you can make it through high school as a virgin. It's you know, to be very plain, we're a youth conference, and the statistics tell what is normal for a young man to do when he's by himself. And young women and all the things we suffer with. There's a new standard. It's good for food, but the point is it's not. It's lust of the flesh. And the one expression that stood out to me as somebody was reading it, I guess it was John, it's the skin of the flesh. And as Brother John McCormick brought up, is it's manifesting itself on the skin, but it's the deeper root that we heard about in the opening lecture. It seems legitimate. It's the new normal. It's the food that's legitimate, but it's not. It's not legitimate to push your coworkers into sin. There's a much deeper root. And this thing that seems normal, it's okay for you to hold hands or whatever the boundary is. It should not be on the standard of what man and what the world thinks and what your flesh is lusting after. It should be on the standard, as Uncle John just brought up, how can we continue in communion with God and be holy as He is holy? And so I just want to bring that out. It was good for food. A lot of the lust of the flesh, the devil is so good at making it seem legitimate. It is very legitimate to work overtime on Tuesday night. But is that what the Lord wants?
I think it's also important in these chapters, you see that the phrase is when a man has these things, it says, he shall be brought. So it sort of implies that someone else is bringing him. That there was a, because I know if, you know, I had a scab in my, I was trying to hide it, trying to make sure no one sees it, no one knows that it's there, that I'm struggling with this. And that's something that I think we all have this tendency that there seems to be this shame to know that, you know, I'm struggling with something, that there's something wrong in my life, that I have this problem. We have this tendency to hide, just like Adam. When he heard the voice of the Lord, when he heard the Lord walking, he hid himself because he was ashamed. And I think we have to get past this problem that there is no shame in confessing to each other that we're struggling with sin. I think we all have struggles. We all have certain sins that beset us more easily than other things. And I think we need to realize that it's okay to confess our sins, because then there are others who are struggling with the same thing. And I know what happens is Satan tries to make you feel isolated and alone, that you're the only one struggling with this, and that if you tell people, everyone's going to think about you differently. Everyone's going to shun you. Everyone's going to cast you out. But that's not what happens. Everyone, we realize that we all are struggling with something. We all have these issues, so we need to be able to bring each other to help one another, to be able to help each other be accountable. Like Kevin said earlier, it's important that we are able to confess our sins to each other without having any shame, that we don't have to hide. We can admit to each other that we are struggling so that we can help one another.